Porta FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing this morning? I opened the Morning Mimosa show with myself, Mandy J, with two tracks. The one that you've just had now, Shola Omar, I Still Believe in Love. I Still Believe in Love. Do you still believe in love? I hope you still do. And I also played you right at the beginning of the show, Anthony Hamilton, The Best of Me, because we should always give the best of ourselves to the ones that we love, our family, our day, our morning, our week. How are you doing this morning? I hope you're feeling great. As you can hear, I'm feeling good. Weather-wise, we have had a wonderful spring-like weather this weekend. Don't you think so? If I can just take a look back to what happened in the past weekend, I would say these three things comes to mind for me. I don't know about you. The community of El Dorado Park was bidding farewell to one of their own on Saturday for the funeral of the 16-year-old Nathaniel Jules that was taking place. As we know, Jules, who had Down syndrome, died after being shot by police, leading to a protest in the area. It's still a very sad story to tell and quite unbelievable that police would actually shoot an innocent 16-year-old. We hope here at Porot FM that the family continue to find strength during this very difficult time and are able somehow to make an understanding of what has happened. It's quite a difficult one. Now, when it comes to sports, there was a lot of reaction from the soccer sports fans regarding the PSL league title, which was won by Sundowns. And I know a lot of people are saying, do you have to go back there? It was good news to hear after such a long time. We haven't had a lot. It's not that Sundowns winning the title over Kaizer Chiefs was good news, but it was good to hear people, you know, commenting on soccer, which we have not had, you know, ever since the lockdown. So Mamelodi Sundowns was officially crowned the winner of the Premier Soccer League 2019-2020 season after they managed a 2-0 win over Black Leopards. It was a sad day for Kaizer Chiefs, who needed a win from Saturday's match to take the title. Amakhosi were held on a one draw with Baroka FC. Now, that's the sports. And also, if you have checked out the South African government website, you will notice that September is National Oral Health Month. But let me tell you more about that when we come back from the music break. So September is National Oral Health Month, and we'll discuss that further because it's important that we take care of our oral hygiene. Otherwise, you can also tell me how your weekend was, what you got up to. You can send me a message on our WhatsApp line, which is 074-563-5748. You can also send comments on your social media platform. If you search Porot FM, you should be able to find us on Insta, on Twitter, and we'll be happy to hear how your weekend went. Let's take that music break, and then when we come back, I'll tell you exactly what the show is about today. But it's all things exciting, as you know, the Morning Mimosa to be. Good morning. How are you doing? It's Mandy J on the Morning Mimosa on Porot FM. Welcome back to the Morning Mimosa on Porot FM. I did play you Pharrell Williams' Happy and also Babyface, What If? What If? Such an open-ended question. What if? What if? What if? So many possibilities. Today, though, on the Morning Mimosa, I'm talking to Renee Beck, a reinvention strategist. Have you ever had that reinvention? Every now and again, we must reinvent ourselves. And that's what Renee Beck and I will be talking about, reinvention strategist. She will be sharing with us how you can reawaken your life purpose. I cannot wait to hear what she has in store for us. This telephonic interview is exactly what you and I need on a Monday morning. You need to know what is your purpose. How do you tap into your purpose? How do you follow your purpose? You know, these things are important so that you don't just wake up and do the mundane things that we do, but you are living your purpose. You are doing everything to fulfill, you know, the purpose that you have to achieve on this earth. Now, when the show started, I shared with you that September is a National Oral Health Month. The South African government website shares that whilst we should do this often, but in September, it's time to pay extra attention to your dental routine, particularly as two of the world's common health problems affect the mouth: the cavities, which are known as dental caries, and gum disease. Gum disease ranks second only to the common cold in terms of prevalence, with an estimated of 90% of South Africans experiencing the problem at some point. It is really in your best interest to practice good oral hygiene. Not only does it ensure a beautiful smile, but it's also good for your health. Gum disease has been linked to coronary heart disease, adverse pregnancy outcomes, and diabetes. And new research also shows that women with gum disease find it harder to conceive. You know, I actually must say, every time when I do the show and I do the research, I learn something new. And I think that is good. Now, this is important. So just after I've done the birthday shout outs during the show, I will share with you the tips on how you can improve your dental routine. Oh Mama Bomthanda, so by Something Sowetan, will take us to the interview that I've been telling you about with Renee Beck, the reinvention strategist. Now, that is something you don't want to miss. So stay tuned. I'm going to play you Oh Mama Bomthanda, so, and then when we come back, I will be talking to Renee Beck, the reinvention strategist, on how to reawaken your life purpose. You don't want to miss that. We are back on the Morning Mimosa on Port FM, Yoka Siosta C. I am Mandy J, and online I have Renee with me. Renee, good morning.
Good morning, Mandy J. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself, Renee?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for making time to come and talk to us on the Morning Mimosa on Port FM, Yoka Siosta C. We really do appreciate that.
Well, it is my honor for me to have received the invite, so it really is a pleasure to be with you today.
Okay. Before we start with our discussion, Renee, I always ask our guests to introduce themselves to our listeners.
Okay, not a problem. So my name is Renee Beck, as you've heard. Mm-hmm. I am a woman passionately in love with Jesus. I'm married to Hein for almost 14 years now. I'm the only daughter to my parents, a sister to four younger brothers. I'm a daughter-in-law, a sister-in-law, an aunt, and a friend. I think to describe myself, I would say that I am a lover of life and people. Mm-hmm. And I'm passionate about the development of girls and women. Mm. And I also love to read. Like, I'm passionate about reading. And I also appreciate the simple things in life, like coffee, popcorn, chocolate. My strong belief really is that we all have a plan and purpose for our lives. And it's a message that I carry in everything that I do.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really love that intro. You've said a lot there. Yeah, but it's just... I just felt so much positive energy. So, yeah, I'm awake.
It's okay. Good.
Okay. Yeah, so I read in your bio that you are a reinvention strategist. And I was curious, what is a reinvention strategist?
When I was trying to, you know, really figure out what is it that I wanted to do, I came across this word of reinvention. And reinvention means the action or process through which something is changed. You can also say it means to revive something, to reawaken it, to renew it, and to refresh it. And I realized that that is exactly that was the thing that I want to do for women. I want my purpose to be to help women through a process of reinvention. And what that means is to help them not change who they are, but to change the things that they do so they can become who they were always meant to be.
Okay. Can you also maybe tell us about Pink Lemon? You also involved in Pink Lemon.
Yes. Pink Lemon is a woman's empowerment platform. So my focus there is on personal development, specifically on girls and women. It is an opportunity for them to learn different skills. It's an opportunity for them to build businesses if that's what they would like to do, but also for them to develop their careers if that's the space they're looking into. But in the holistic view of woman, I try to capture what are the needs of a woman, what are the skills, what are the shortages she has, and then speak to that. And we do that through learning experiences. So that would be the workshops, that would be the talk shops, that would be master classes, but also through inspirational merchandise, which will be launched in a few months, and also by allowing a space to be able to be mentored as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I hear that you've also covered the successes that you've enjoyed at Pink Lemon. Do you have any more of those to share?
Well, I think starting a business for anyone is quite exciting and scary at the same time. But what starting a business has done for me, specifically Pink Lemon, is given me the opportunity to be on various platforms and also to be able to engage with various people. So I think the biggest thing is that it's given me exposure that I might not have had should I have, you know, just decided not to start a business. So that in itself for me is a success, but also that I get to see how women develop and grow. For me, that's like the cherry on the cake. That's the exciting part of what I get to do.
Yeah, okay. So as a businesswoman, how have you dealt with the challenges that COVID-19 lockdown has brought upon many business people?
Yeah, that is something that we cannot deny that it has had an effect. Mm-hmm. A lot of what I did in the business or what I do was in person.
Yeah.
That was the core of the business, you know, gathering women in a space and there's a speaker and everything else. And with lockdown came a halt to in-person events. So there I was. I had my plans done in 2019 for 2020. Those were my plans. And I basically had to scrap those plans because none of it could happen without me gathering with a woman.
Mm.
And I decided that I wouldn't do anything online because there was really a lot going on online, mm-hmm. a lot of resources available. So instead, what I decided to do is to take this and say, okay, fine, this is the challenge, but how am I going to work through it myself as well as the woman that I'm in community with?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided more to connect with them one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the check-ins, making opportunity to pray with women in business, that sort of thing, just to keep the momentum going, but not to overload, but also to work through challenges that each one of us is actually going through. So it really was a community effort for us to walk through COVID together, yes.
Mm. Okay. All right. Renee, let's take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll continue with the rest of the interview. If you've just joined us on the Morning Mimosa on Port FM, Yoka Siostasi, I am still talking to Renee. You remember I told you that in the month of August, also in September, and every day thereafter, we would be engaging with phenomenal women, you know, who'll be sharing their words of wisdom, you know, giving us a recipe of their successful path. Renee, you are still with us?
Yes, I am, Mandy J.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Renee, in your bio, I found your bio very interesting. So that's why I'm just asking questions from it. In your bio, you say that you are a wife to Haim, the man of your prayers. How important is it for women to pray for a partner? How can a woman recover from the consequences of not praying for a partner? So first question, how important is it for a woman to pray for a partner?
Okay, let me first say I'm by no means a dating or marriage expert. So this is completely from my
from your personal experience.
Exactly. And the thing is, I think it also stems from the home I grew up in. When I was a teenager, I admired my parents' marriage. Mm. My parents are fun-loving. They are just, they were my picture of what marriage should be like. And I remember I always said to myself that when I grow up, I want something like that for myself. And so when I was a teen, I actually wrote down a list of characteristics that I would one day like to have in a husband. And when I say this to the young girls, they laugh because they don't really believe that I did it. But, you know, I did it because I wanted to have this clear picture of who I wanted to spend my life with. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote this list and I had some non-negotiables on this list. So it was very important for me to be specific with my list. Mm. Now, let me just say that the list wasn't just about, oh, the looks and things like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to look at the character because I thought, I'm going to spend my life with this person. I need to know that they're a person of good character. So I wrote that list and I prayed. I'm not saying I prayed every day or even every month. I mean, I was a teen girl after all. It was, it seemed so far away. So, but I made sure to have this picture of who I wanted in my life and put my request before God and say, this is what I would like in my life. And I wasn't sure how it would pan out, but for me, it was something that was important. It was something that I could strive toward and hold on to and be on the lookout for, actually.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
when you say about the importance, I think it's very important to pray. I use the analogy of, you know, if you're going to get in your car, turn it on, but not know where you're going, how are you going to get to your destination? So for me, it's the same thing in terms of finding your companion, is that have this picture. It's one of the most important decisions you're going to make. Mm-hmm. So having this picture of, this is what I would like. And it's okay to say what you would like. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I put things on there like he must be a musician and Hein plays the keyboard.
Okay.
So, you know, it's because I come from a musical family. So there's nothing wrong with putting your desires down. I think we forget that we're allowed to want certain things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, but so how can a woman then recover from the consequences of not praying for a partner of their dreams or something like that? It's more like, how can you recover from a bad relationship?
$1 million question. Hey, I think the disclaimer remains, not an expert. But what I think is that don't sell yourself short, even if you come out of a bad relationship. First thing is, don't sell yourself short to think, okay, you know, I missed it here. Maybe there's something wrong with me. I think that the important thing is to get back to basics. To, even if you're not a woman of faith, and I mean, prayer is not part of what you do or who you are, mm-hmm. there's still an idea of writing down the vision and writing down the goal. What is the end goal? And I think it's not about perfection because no one in this world is perfect.
Yeah.
But it's about authentic companionship. Mm-hmm. So sitting down and saying to yourself, what is it that I really want in this season of my life? What is it that I really desire? And like I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with admitting what you really want. It's okay to want what you really want. And decide on the non-negotiable. Decide that, you know what, this is what I want and this is what I'm sticking to. And I think the other thing is not to go, I don't want to say on the hunt, but being aware of who you see, because sometimes it's the unexpected, ones that you weren't looking for that come your way. So be open to something a little bit different, and be mindful of the character of a person, how he treats people, what are the things that he's saying, and spend time with them, real time with them.
Yeah,
that's what I'd say.
Okay, so Back to being a reinvention strategist, how exactly do you help women awaken to their purpose?
Besides Pink Lemon, the personal development business, I also, a couple of months ago during lockdown, launched a coaching business.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that I do inspire and awaken women to their purpose is by offering life coaching and mentoring. So the programs that I offer are geared towards being the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
I believe in you are who you are, and you've got to strengthen the muscle of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I deal with topics such as building your confidence, maximizing your potential, how to set goals that you'll achieve, and how to follow your dreams.
Like, yeah,
what are the steps that you need to do to follow your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also a speaker, so my messages are based around purpose-driven living and personal development. My heart is always to inspire women to action, but that action needs to bring transformation. So these are the ways that I manage to do that to awaken them to purpose.
Okay. So I'm just interested to find out, how did you arrive at your philosophy, which is, go confidently in the direction of your dreams, believe bigger, and live bolder?
Okay. So the first part of going confidently in the direction of your dreams is actually based on one of my favorite quotes by Henry David Thoreau.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part is words that my parents always spoke over me from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
They always encouraged us, my brothers and myself, to dream, to believe that we can achieve what we set out to do, but also to live a life of abundance. And that is not speaking to wealth, but to live a life where you prosper as a person. And so this is a mantra that even today I still repeat to myself. So I always tell myself, Renee, you've got to believe bigger. You've got to live bolder. You've got to follow your dreams, because, you know, it's not always easy to follow your dreams. And there's no easy way to do it.
Mm.
But the moment I repeat these words to myself, and then I remember, this is what I'm purposed to do. So those words, I value very much.
Mm. Okay. All right. Mm. Towards the end, what does it mean for you to be a woman in South Africa?
I love my country. I'm thankful that this is the place of my birth.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there is a wealth of opportunity, and that now is the time for me to take up space and to be all that I'm called to be.
Mm.
And I also believe that this is the place where I get to use my voice and my influence to make an impact. And added to that, a while ago, I wrote a piece on social media where I was wrestling with the season that our country currently is in.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to the gender-based violence that we hear about on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman who loves her country, who believes in its potential, I am honored but grieved at the same time.
Mm.
That the trauma that my sisters, that I know, that I don't know, that they are going through, and that it's unfortunate that the plight of women has gotten no real traction.
Yeah.
But even saying that, I continue to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to be hopeful in prayer, in conversation, and in actually using my voice as a superpower to be able to influence and impact those that are around me.
Wow. Yeah. Lastly, from my side, what song inspires you? What song, you know, really, really, really energizes you?
Gosh, I have many, many songs. Like I say, I enjoy music. But if we're speaking to women specifically, I think, I can be quite old school, so I won't recommend one of the new songs, because, you know, I'm not very up to date with that. But I think a song that quickly comes to mind about women is Chaka Khan's song about every woman. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the words about saying I'm every woman,
mm,
and the fact that, you know, embrace your femininity, your womanhood, with all that it comes with. Just embrace it and just be encouraged that, you know, I'm a woman and I enjoy who I am. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Renee, thank you so much for coming through to the show. Lastly, from yourself, is there anything maybe you want to share with our listeners, your contact details, upcoming events, you know, where can they find you?
Okay, firstly, I want to say thank you to you for the opportunity to join you today. Mm-hmm. It really is my pleasure. And then to the listeners that have heard what I've had to say, I just want to encourage them, man or woman, it doesn't matter, but I just want to encourage them that they must remember that they're born for a purpose.
Yeah.
And for such a time as this, to embrace all that they are and to enjoy the process of going into this world that you never imagined and achieving your dreams and being the best version of yourself you can be. And if you are looking for me, my website address is www.reneebeck.co. And I am on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, just as Renee Beck, or through the business as Pink Lemon Development.
Okay, all right. Renee, thank you so much. Your word of inspiration have also inspired me. And I know that definitely out there, our listeners, they have also been inspired, they've been touched, and they have been moved. Like we say on the show always, one story at a time. We believe that that way we'll be able to change lives.
Thank you, Mandy J.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Yes, I feel good, just like Lyra. I feel good, and the time is 8 minutes past eight. We are moving along on the Morning Mimosa. If you are just tuning in, we've just come back from the interview with Renee Beck, a reinvention strategist, where she was telling us, you know, what it means to be a reinvention strategist. But before I recap the interview for you, in case you missed it, I did play Boys to Men, End of the Road, in between the interview, and also Chaka Khan, Every Woman, a song that was dedicated by Renee Beck herself. Now, a reinvention strategist, we heard from Renee Beck that it means to revive, to renew, to refresh, to enter a process of reinventing, not to change you, but to change the things that you are doing so that you can do what you are meant to do and become the best of you. She also indicated that when it comes to a life partner, if you are still looking for one, if you already have one and you are having, some other thoughts about it, she also gave some advice there. But if you are looking for one, she indicated that it's always good to have a clear picture of who you want to spend the rest of your life with. I suppose that is good because you need to indicate and be bold about what is it that you want. And then she said that it is okay to say exactly what is it that you want, and you must also be prepared to spend time with the person, real time, so that you get to know them. And then also on finding yourself, she did say that you should go confidently in the direction of your dreams. It's not easy to follow your dreams, so you need to remind yourself of your purpose on a daily basis, indicating exactly what is it that you want to achieve. And also, we heard that she's involved in Pink Lemon Development, which has a lot to do with coaching women. So yeah, that's the interview that we had with Renee Beck. When we come back from the music break, we're going to have our birthday wisdom. But for now, I'm going to play you Dr. Tumi, You Are Here. Yes, there are just those songs that just makes you want to sing along. Just like this one, 20 minutes after 8 on Purat FM, Yoka Siostasi. It is the 7th of September, and I am now doing birthday shout outs. I want to wish a special birthday, a happy birthday to my daughter who turns 12 years today. She's in school, obviously, but happy birthday to her. And also to a friend of mine, Brian Mpahlela. So if you're also sharing a birthday today with my daughter and my friend and everyone else, you know, who celebrates a birthday today, I want to say to you on this day, happy birthday to you. And the birthday wisdom is, yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not here. So live today and enjoy the year. Happy birthday to you and enjoy the uninterrupted triple play from me to you. So I'm going to play Glenn Jones. We have only just begun. That is dedicated to Brian, a friend of mine. He loves this song. Happy birthday to him. I'll also play Jill Scott's Give Me and also Doja Say So. So yeah, dance your heart out. Happy birthday to you and have a good one. Oh man, that's the birthday shout out we've just completed at 25 to 9. We are getting close to 9 o'clock, which will be the end of the show, the Morning Mimosa on Port FM. Yokasiostasi with myself, Mandy J. How are you doing? How's your morning so far? I'm sure it's good because my morning also is just as good. And thank you for keeping me company. Now, for our Monday motivation, I want to share with you a quote from Jeremy Kent where he says, your Monday morning thoughts set the tone for your whole week. See yourself getting stronger and living a fulfilling life, happier and a healthier life. So let me repeat that quote again. Your Monday morning thoughts set the tone for your thoughts the whole week. See yourself getting stronger and living a fulfilling, happier and healthier life. Don't forget that you can always keep in contact with us on 074-563-3578. Let me repeat that number again for you. It's 074-563-5748. Otherwise, you can also visit our social media platforms on Facebook, Insta, Twitter. If you search Port FM, you should be able to find us. Let me play Bob Marley, Turn Your Light Down, and then after that, we'll do the joke of the day because we are getting close to 9 o'clock, and that's exactly when we do the joke of the day because we believe that laughter is the best medicine for the day. It's 41 minutes after 8. I'm now sharing the joke of the day. It's a simple one. It goes as follows. My memory has been so bad. It's not my memory. My memory has been so bad. It has actually caused me to lose my job. I'm still employed. I just can't remember where. Welcome back to the Morning Mimosa on Port FM. It is Mandy J on the Morning Mimosa. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I did share at the start of the show that September is a National Oral Health Month, and I did say that I was going to share with you some tips on how you can maintain your oral routine. So you can keep your teeth healthy for a lifetime. Here are some of the things that you can do to maintain a healthy mouth and strong teeth. These are just a couple of tips. I'm sure there's more out there, so I'm just going to share with you about 5 of them quickly before we close the show. You must drink fluoridated water and brush with fluoride toothpaste. You must practice good oral hygiene. Brush teeth thoroughly twice a day and floss daily between the teeth to remove the dental plaque. You must visit your dentist at least once a year, even if you have no natural teeth or have dentures. You must see your daughter, your doctor or dentist if you have sudden changes in your taste and smell. And lastly, when acting as a caregiver, help older individuals brush and floss their teeth if they are not able to perform these activities independently. I suppose not just older individuals, but also children. We must help them to brush their teeth as soon as they have those small milk teeth. We must make sure that we take care of them. It is 48 minutes away from the hour 8. So we are headed to 9 o'clock on this beautiful, beautiful spring day. I played you before this segment, Zonke Nameless, and I want to play you Alicia Keys now, Karma, so that we can continue having a great time on the show. Yes, that is the late Robbie Malinga with Kelly Kumalo saying Sobabili. It's such a lovely track, and it's always very sad to think that Robbie Malinga is no longer with us. It is 3 minutes before 9 o'clock, and it is my time now to say goodbye to you. Although I've had such a great time to start the morning, hosting the Morning Mimosa, it's been such a privilege, and also to have Renee back talking to us on matters of life purpose. What is it that we should do in order to follow our purpose? What a reawakening, reinvention, renewal of mind-boggling conversation we've had. That's it for the show today. Catch me tomorrow, same time, 7 to 9, where I'll be talking to Kaylin from Speedy Aviation Solutions. We will be discussing with her how she has managed to operate in a niche market as a businesswoman. We'll also tackle her view on the banning hashtag Colored Lives Matter and how easy or difficult it's been for her as a colored woman. Thank you for tuning in. Have a magical day, Feather. See you tomorrow, same time. Goodbye, Dotsons. This is Carl Thomas. I wish goodbye.